is not just a rock album, but an entire greatest hits package spanning the 30-year career of an entirely fictitious band. 1812 Productions will premiere a play this weekend called I Will Not Go Gently. It's about rock star Sierra Mist, a character which artistic director Jennifer Childs made up.
My musical inspiration for her is like Liz Phair, Joan Jett, with a little bit of like Truth or Dare, Madonna pretension thrown in there. She's kind of my inner diva. She just doesn't understand why the world doesn't work the way it did in the 80s.
The story of Sierra Mist is fictional, but it comes out of Childs' personal life. Now in her late 40s, Childs has started thinking a lot about transitioning into a woman of a certain age.
It's that moment where you let go of one trapeze, but you haven't quite grabbed onto the next one. That moment in between. And it's like, that's very much what it feels like right now. And it was a lot of also going back to my old, like, where was I in my 20s? I don't know. There's one song called Stubble on here, which is really just based on the fact that, like, I kissed my husband and he hadn't shaved, and it was just scratchy and awful, and I just hate it. And I'm kind of like, I always take it very personally when he doesn't shave. I'm like, really? And so I wrote a punk song about that.
I got rough prints on my face from kissing you. Shave my damn
it! Childs wrote lyrics to a folksy number from Sierra Mist's early career, her rebellious punk album, her later pop breakout, and her adult contemporary decline. Midway through inventing this story, Childs and her sound designer, Chris Colucci, realized that in order for this to work on stage, they had to actually record a record, like for real.
I'm hoping that it has the integrity of somebody who's really in a band and who's really making this music and doesn't really know how ridiculous it all is.
Colucci lined up musicians from area bands, including the bass player from the Martha Graham Cracker and the drummer from the funk band Red 40. In a South Philadelphia recording studio, they banged out 8 songs in 10 hours.
It's almost like the record was another show. We've opened that show. We've sent it to iTunes, we've sent it to CD Baby, and we've sent it to disc makers, and it's all coming back. And now there's this other show that's going to happen. It's a little bit of a shock to realize, in fact, that the record is associated with a play that I'm going to see.
I Will Not Go Gently opens this week at Plays and Players Theater in Rittenhouse Square. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.